Hello friends, wanted to wish you a very Merry Christmas. Janelle and I are on holidays in my parents' place in northern Saskatchewan. And I wanted to share with you a little experience that I just had upon this trail. It's a beautiful trail walking, and I'm walking along, and through the trees, I see something. I'm like, they're too big to be deer. And then through this clearing over my shoulder, I could see the outline of two moose. So I got a little closer, took a couple pictures, and they ran off. So I continued down the trail behind me, and I went ways, and I stopped, and I took time for prayer. And I had this prayer, maybe you've said it, and it went something like this: God, can you show me a sign of your love for me? It's not something that I do very often. In fact, I don't remember the last time I did that, but I'm sure I have done that. And so I had a little prayer, and I said, for myself, or at least maybe for my family. And I turned around, and I got to a boat here on the path, and I looked down in the snow, and I could see this black thing. And I thought, well, that wasn't there before. Nobody was walking behind me. And I looked down, and I thought, that looks like my glove. I'm like, wait a minute, that is my glove. The interior glove, this one that goes inside the big mitts to keep your hands warm. And I guess while I took my phone out to take pictures of the moose, I must have dropped my interior glove, just put on my big mitt, and just kept on walking. And as soon as I saw that, I thought, well, hey, that's mine. It's half covered with snow. I could have easily walked by it. Did God just answer my prayer by giving me a sign of his providence? And then I thought, nah, coincidence. I dropped my glove, and now I found it. And then I began to reflect upon my own thought about what just happened. And I realized how easily we dismiss the providence of God and his signs in our life. Chalk it up to coincidence. I think God, in one way, showed me his goodness. And I found my mitt that I dropped on this trail. And I think, you know, have you ever asked for a sign from God? And then you think, oh, if I saw this sign, he provided something for me, then I would have greater faith. And I'm not always sure that's the case. I think back to the sign in the sky during Christmas time, the wise men. You know, hundreds of thousands of people during that time probably saw that sign and looked up into the sky and thought, well, that's just a star. It's a bright star. But a star nonetheless. But there was a handful of wise men who looked up into the sky and saw the sign and interpreted it and saw it as something special. And that something special led them to the discovery of Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Hundreds of thousands of people saw the sign. Only three, four, what does tradition tell us? I can't remember. A handful of wise men understood. And so friends, if you find yourself asking for God to show you a sign, maybe ask for the faith also to be able to recognize his presence. Because I think the reality is his signs are all around us, and we just need to look with the eyes of faith to recognize. And what do the signs do? They point us to the presence of Jesus Christ, as the wise men experienced during the Advent season. So friends, thanks for watching. Ask for a sign, and if you do, ask for the grace to be able to recognize God's presence. And Merry Christmas.